Holding the Gemara no chesam ad aleph. Toner abona meiser abshu bechananya sholach lekach godo shabereimi. Omro et tina keechad yesh bebeisu asurim. They told him there's a tina keechad, a young child, that's bebeisu asurim, that's in tvise, yifeya inayim, v'toiv roi, v'kvutseisov sturis loy taltalim. So our memory doesn't fail us. We know that these Gemaras say the same lashon on the Nozer Echad Abo Min Adorim, the Gemara Nedorim, the Gemara Nozer. When it's talking about the Nozer Echad Abo Min Adorim, the Gemara uses the exact same language. We have to know what it means when the Gemara says such a lashon, what the Gemara wants to tell us by saying such a lashon. It could mean that the Gemara wants to tell us that he's mekabel everything bahava. Usually a person that's in a Beis HaSurim changes when he's a Beis HaSurim, becomes depressed when he's a Beis HaSurim, he doesn't take care of himself in Beis HaSurim. Kipshutei, the Gemara means that he stayed with the same Yoifi in Beis HaSurim, which can only come from a meridike dargo of emuna. That if a person stays teviroi, kvutseis of sturis like taltalim, that has to do with a meridike kivui li Yeshua. A person who doesn't change in the matzav of Yisurim, in the matzav of Golos, in the matzav of being put in prison, he doesn't change, means because he knows he's going out in a minute. He has Meridike B'toch under Rimeni Shalelam. That's one way to learn the Gemara. We'll see maybe another way as we go into the Gemara a little bit deeper. Halach v'omad is Yeshua Mechananya went al Pesach Beis Asuchim. Omar, he said a lashon of a posik. The posik says in Yeshaya, capital Membeis, posik Chov Dalet. Minosan lemishisa Yaakov Yisrael lebezizim. Minosan lemishisa Yaakov. Lemishisa is the Indian of remisa, to be stepped on Yaakov Yisrael lebezizim. Et kefa la lashon that the posik says. And he said the ratio of the posik. That's all he said, this posik. The sefer of the posik is, as we will soon see, that the tinoik answered him, the sefer of the posik, ono is a tinoik va'oma, that the sefer of the posik is, says, haloi Hashem zu chotonu loi, v'loi avu v'drocha v'loich, we didn't want to go in his ways, v'loi shomu v'sei rosei. Omar, oh, hazat tinoik, muvdechani boi, I am sure for him, the shemeira ro bi Yisrael, that he's going to be a shemeira ro bi Yisrael, ha'aveda, I swear, she'eni mzoz mikan, I will not go away from here, ad she'evdenu, until I will take him out, be paid him, b'chol momen she'peisken olo, for any money that they are paisik on me. Omru le'zoz misham, ad she'podoi, b'momen harbe, v'loi hoye yomim mu'otim, ad she'eira ro bi Yisrael, umani, and who is he, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Before they say that he's not Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, he's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, a grandchild from the Kohen Gadol, because it can't be l'fi acheshbon, if this might happen by the Churban, it can't be that it happened in the time that should be Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is a grandchild. The Pella on this Gemara, which all Svarim HaGadoshim, all Sifrei Drush, all Sifrei Pshat, everybody is phenomenon to realize what was the Chochma Gedoila of this Tinoik that he saw Moftechani by Shemoira Roz by Israel. What did he see in this Tinoik that he was so sure that he'll become a Moira Roz by Israel? Let us see a few Pshatim, maybe more than a few Pshatim. We'll go to Bislech, Pshat after Pshat, and we'll see what we can see in this piece of Gemara, why there was a Chochma Gedoila in this Tinoik. We'll start with the Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason Yaris Devash. Yaz Dvash Drush Yud has two pshatim. Omed Reish Aleph to Reish Gimel, if one wants to look it up, in Chelek Aleph of the Droshes, in the new Yaz Dvashen, he brings the Gemara, and he has two pshatim in the Gemara. First pshat goes the following. Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos has a problem, Kol Mokim Shepoiskin Olof. Kol Momen Shepoiskin Olof. How could it be Kol Momen Shepoiskin Olof? The Chayra, you're not allowed to give Kol Momen Shepoiskin Olof. Kikis Konas Nefoshes. Tosfos says, Peduyin Shivuyim Yoyis Al Kedei Demeyim. So that's why you could do Kol Yoyis Al Kedei Demeyim. Like this, there's a Gemara, that we're not paid the Yoyis Al Kedei Demeyim. Inami Shum the Muflik Bechoch Mahoya. Tosfos has two reasons why you could be paid there, even though the Gemara says, even, and paid in as a Shivuyim if they take an Oilom, that they shouldn't be marbe the money. That's why he shouldn't do it. From deswegen, Tosfos says yes. The Aras Dvash brings Arach Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch Yehudeya Semeresh Nun Beis Sif Dalet and a Shach, that even though Min Adin Yenat Mechuyev to be paid the Shvuyim, but Yosem Mekfi Demeyem, Aval Fnim Meshuris Adin, if you want to be Machma, you could be Machma. That's what it says in the Halacha. That if Fnim Meshuris Adin, if one wants to be Machma and be paid, he's allowed to be Machma. One Anocha. Hanocha Beis, the Gemara tells us in Masechtes Bab Metzia, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, L'chova Yerushalayim, Elo She'emidu Divreihem Al Divrei Torah, V'leholchu Lefnim Mishuris Hadin. Chob Yerushalayim happened because they were Mamed Divreihem Al Divrei Torah, and they didn't go Lefnim Mishuris Hadin. Where do you know that you have to go Mishuris Hadin? Zok the Yaras Dvash, because it says, V'alachta B'drachov. There's a chiv of being galachta b'drachov mahu afata, and Mashrevi the Rebbeinu Shalom is does lifnim Mishuris Hadin, because if the Rebbeinu Shalom would do then mi yizke b'neicha b'adin, who could be zeicha in the Rebbeinu Shalom's eyes if the Rebbeinu Shalom will go with us b'adin? So we know that the only way we have a kiyum is only that the Rebbeinu Shalom is noig with us lifnim Mishuris Hadin. So v'alachta b'drachov mahu afata. So that's how we know that you have to go lifnim Mishuris Hadin. So k'tabizay diyaz dvash half of a fella. Rabbi Shua ben Yehonanya stood in the Pesach Beis Asurim, and he wanted to say why he's not going to be paid him. Why? Because it's tikkun ha'olam. Mi nosam l'mishisa Yaakov Yisrael l'beizizim. It'll be Yisrael l'beizizim. If we are going to be in Tvisa and we're going to take you out of Tvisa, then there'll be beizizim. Like it says in the Gemara, what will happen if Niyosim Mekidei the Dmeyem, they'll take more money than they have to take. So it'll be Yisrael l'beizizim. So he wanted for emphasis. Why he's not giving Lefnim Yishuris Hadin to go and be paid him? Because he's not allowed to be paid him Yosim Mekidei the Dmeyem. Zoktim de Tinaik, Haloy Hashem Zu Chotonu Lei. The Rebbeinu Shalom, what was the chait that went out into Golus? Asher Bedrochov Loi Alochu. We weren't Mikayim Valachta Bedrochov. Lechov Yishalayim El Shemidu Divreyem Adin Teira. So Bedrochov Loi Alochu. They didn't go to Fnimishur Sadin. And you want to go Ledin? You want to go Ledin? Hotem Rabbi Shua Vechananya understood what he was talking about. Rabbi understood what he meant, and then he was betuach that the common law and avreva, and he was paid him lefnim mishuris hadin. That's apiderech hapshat, the pshat that the Yazdvash says apiderech hapshat in the Gemara. Hafla the ketaych in the Gemara. What was the vekuach here? What Rabbi Shua Chananya wanted? Rabbi Shua Chananya wanted to answer why he's not being paid him, and that Rabbi Shua Chananya heard from the Tinoik that the whole churban came because. Bidrachov loyalochu, which means that they weren't walachta bidrachov, they weren't mikayim the alicha bidrachov, so therefore they came to churban. The second mahalach of the Aras Dvash will be a pesach to understand many other mahalchim in the Gemara. We have to understand that there's two kinds of peronius. There's a peronius that comes direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a peronius that comes, we can learn it in many different shparachim. We can learn the peronius that comes, that the Rebbeinu Shem throws the person under the Seder HaMikra. He throws him under the Seder of Mikra. Like we know the Potsukim in Parshas B'chikosai, in Telchi, in Bekeri, Afani Eilach Imoch, in Bechamas Keri, or the Bekeri. And what it says, the Anhaga, the Rebbeinu Shem throws you under the Anhaga of Mikra. So there's two Anhagas that the Rebbeinu Shem goes. One Anhaga that's in the Rebbeinu Shalom itself, and another Anhaga that Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shem throws us under the Seder of Mikra. What is the difference of the two? The difference is, if the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Ara comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom itself, so it's Mipi Elyon, it's Yisurim Shalahava, it's Kiyasa Shiyev Hashem Yechiach, it's Kiyasher Yiyasa Ishez Benoi, Hashem Alekecho Miyasreko, it's the Havas Av Leben, and if it's the Havas Av Leben, it's Be'emes Teif, no, it's Tchilose Kosho, V'Soifei Rach Umosik, it's Taket Tchilose Kosho, but Soifei is Rach, Sofa is rach because it's be'emes l'teiv. It's to be marik da'avoinos. It's to make the person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the tachlis of the Yisurim that come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if the Yisurim are rachmana l'tzlan, because the person went and threw himself under the Seder of Mikra, because it was in Teil Chaimi b'keri afani le'elechimochem b'chamas keri. And it means that what? That it's chasashol, the people don't realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving them the Yisurim. And instead of being toiler everything in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the toiler sings in Mikra. And what happens when the toiler sings in Mikra? Then the Ribbono Shel Olam rachmana l'tzlan throws them under the Hanhoges HaTeva. And it's pegeyahem pegeyazman, not b'toiler's oynish, but b'toiler's an inyan of a such an anhoga of siluk of ashgacha. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael runs under that anhoga, they become near dofim, because in this world Klal Yisrael really has no kiyum, and the whole world of teva is sine Klal Yisrael b'tachlis hasina. The teva cannot stand the Klal Yisrael, and teva mitzat teva tries to destroy Klal Yisrael. So if Rachman Litzlon was thrown on the Seder Teva, then Chas V'Shalom we get a Meirudike Shvera Anhoga, an Anhoga of Hamas Keri, an Anhoga of being thrown on the Seder Teva. Zogt jetzt Liyaz Dvash. Let us take the Posik in Yeshaya, and let us see how we touch the Posik. There is an Asnachta in the Posik after Aloy Hashem, meaning you can touch the Posik two ways. Min Nosan L'Mishisa Yaakov V'Yisrael L'Beizizim Haloy Hashem. Who then? Not the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then Zu Chatan Uloy. Zu Chatan Uloy. The Radak learns Zu Asher Chatan Uloy. Zu U Asher Chatan Uloy. That the Zu is Kimokim Asher. Like he brings another pasuk. Bereshes Zu Tomnu means Bereshes Asher. So you can touch the Zu Asher. So the pasuk is Ogakt after the Hashem. Mi Nasa L'Mishisa Yaakov V'Yisrael L'Beizizim Haloy Hashem. That's one way to touch the Pasuk. So it may mean the Eloi Hashem goes lamayla. So where does it come? It comes from Ashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's another way to touch the Pasuk. Mi nosan l'mishisa Yaakov Yisrael l'beizizim stop. Haloy Hashem zu chatan uloy. The Ribbono Shel Olam we are chatan uloy. So Eloi Hashem doesn't go on the Mishisa and on the Beizizim. It goes on who we are chatan uloy. So it depends how you learn the Pasuk. Now, when Abshua ben Hananya came in the Pesach Beis HaAsurim, he stopped before Haloy Hashem. Even though the Asnachta is after Haloy Hashem, he didn't say the Pasuk right. He should have said the Pasuk the right way. He should have said, Minosan l'mishisa Yaakov v'Yisrael l'beizizim Haloy Hashem. He should have said the Pasuk till the Asnachta. He stopped before the Asnachta. Why did he stop before the Asnachta? To see what the Tinoik is going to correct him, or the Tinoik is not going to correct him. Why? What is the difference if you learn the Pasuk this way, or you learn the Pasuk this way? If the Pasuk is Me Hashem, Haloy Hashem, that the Yisurim are from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Zok the Arz Dvash HaChiddush Nifla. We can be a more chacham than the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent us the Yisurim. So just like the Gemara says, Im Hashem gozer aniyim lius chesere lechem, why should we be mefarnes them, the Gemara Baba Basra? The Teretz is that's the Rotsna Hashem. But the Rotsna Hashem wants we should go normal ways. Shiyoisim ikidech hateva, we don't have to do. So if they want for you a lot of money, I don't have to be paid to you. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam sent you into prison. I didn't send you into prison. It came me Hashem the prison. And if it came Hashem the prison, we have to only do derech hateva. More than derech hateva, I'm not mechuyiv to do. But if it's not like that, if it was not from a Ribbono Shel Olam, if it came with mikre, because there were nimsa b'day mazel, so fakert, we have to do the rotzna Hashem, which is l'maylam b'mazel. So we have to go and do l'malam b'dayach hateva. So that's what he wanted to know, what the tinnik is going to answer him. Zoktim the tinnik, haloy Hashem zu chaton uloy. The tinnik put the haloy Hashem on bottom. They took the Eloi Hashem on bottom. So he understood that the Einish was that we were thrown on the Mikra. That the reason why we got the Einish was because we were toiled the whole Chur Me Mikra, so we were thrown on the Mikra. So if it's on the Mikra, then we know that it has to be, that we can be paid to you Yosem Mishavyei. So that's why our Veda Shalei Avdenu Misham. Again, the Nekudah from Yaz Dvash, Hafla V'Fela Diki Yaz Dvash. Yaz Dvash tells us Kama Anochis. One Anoch is, there's two Anochis, which is the Anoch we will learn in Kama other Svarim. two anhagos that it goes, anhaga of Yad Hashem, anhaga which he's talking about, the anhaga of Einish, of being thrown under anhaga Samikra, which the Torah Akdosha tells us that there's such an anhaga because of Hamas Keri, because you're Torah Mikra, so you're thrown under the anhaga of Mikra. And what happens in that anhaga depends how you touch the Pasik. The Pasik you can touch that it was the anhaga of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Pasik you touch it was the anhaga of Hashem. How do you know? Where you put the asnachta. If the Aloy Hashem goes down, or the Aloy Hashem goes up. Mitzad asnachta, and Pasik, it belongs up. That means Aloy Hashem, it came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Tina came for them, not like that. Aloy Hashem zu chaton uloy. The Aloy Hashem is not that it came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It came derech HaMikra. If it came derech HaMikra, then fakert, it didn't come mitzad the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then we can be paid to you, Yosef Mishavyei. That is the Nekuda of the shtickle, that's the muftechani shetia ishchayil b'teira, because he saw how he was oimed, and to realize what the churban was, what it was, he realized that he was able to see what the einish, what the churban was, why it came, and he was able to see the halacha that he mechuyev to be paid the yosem ishaviyoy, and that was the muftechani that'll be a meyerara b'Yisrael. Tonight is the yahrzeit from Rabbi Shmuel Kutner. Rabbi Shmuel Kutner was one of the gedolei Yisrael ad mi'et, was a poilish gadol, was mukar b'chol tfutzis Yisrael for his ga'ines and for his kerech ha'teira, neir va'ayim deki gadol b'Yisrael. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Eliyahu Yeshua. His parents gave him a name after the Baal Shem HaKadosh, after the Heilige Goyin, and after the Heilige Pnei Yeshua. He had three names, Yisrael Eliyahu Yeshua. Now the Welt weiß nicht davon, because he never signed himself with the three names. He signed himself Yisrael Yeshua, because the Aleph Lamed from Yisrael and the Yud Hevov from Yeshua is Eliyahu. So he ever signed all three, because it was Nichlal in the Yisrael Yeshua, the Eliyahu. That's why the Welt doesn't know that his real name was Yisrael Eliyahu Yeshua. And even And he says in the back of Yeshua's Malkai, there's Lekutim on Pshotim in Torah, Nishbemikre, Bashgocha, they were learning this Gemara, Erev the Yotzeit, and we'll be able to say over on Neiru the Kevart, how he learns Pshat in this Gemara, also based on their Nekuda. But he asks another different Kasha, many different Kashas. One Kasha is the simple Kasha, what Chochmi saw. Second of all, why does the Pasuk change Yaakov and Yisrael? Why does the Pasuk change Minoson, the Mishisa Yaakov, Yisrael, Lebezizim? What is the Kefal Aloshan in the Pasuk? Two things. The Mishisa Yaakov, Yisrael, Lebezizim. One is to Yaakov, one is to Yisrael. And why the word Zu? If you learn Aloy Hashem, Lamaila, then the word Zu is good. Aloy Hashem, and then Zu, Chaton Ulay. But if the Aloy Hashem, Chaton Ulay, so you don't need the zoo in between. Haloy Hashem chaton eloy. The zoo is extra. Mila zoo ein lay avona. Zokt the Yeshua's Malkai differently than the Yarash Dvash, on the same mahalach as the Yarash Dvash. There are two oifanim that Yisurim come. They come either from the Beira Olam or through a shliach. Each one has a maila, each one has a chesorin. A einish that comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam itself is as a maila, that the einish is only nageya reshoim, but the tzadikim are nimlotim. Like Rashi says on the pasuk lekei aruchos in Parshas Keirach, like we know kama other places, that when it comes from the Bnei Olam itself, then the einish comes only to reshoim, tzadikim nimlotim. But when it comes through a shliach, then there's a klal, mishenit reshus lemavshchis, einay mavchin, is not mavchin, and then chas v'sholim, the tzadikim are also nesaf ba'avayna reshoim. So we have both ways. We have, that's the one nekuda, if it comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it has the maila that only goes for who? For the Rishayim and not for the Tzadikim. Le'idach gise, the einish that comes from Hashem Yisbarach is a much stronger einish. He brings a meridika maramokim, that the proshas derochim in drush derech etzev brings a rivet, that an einish that comes al yidei shliach is nitstanen. It became already cooled off that it goes through a shliach. There's a difference, a einish that comes from the Bnei Olam itself, or goes through the marochos of shluchim. A einish that comes through the Bnei Olam is a einish kasha. A einish that goes through shluchim is a einish that's not a einish kasha. So there's a maila and a chesorin. A maila that comes through the Bnei Olam only the rishayim, chesorin is a einish kasha. The chesorin of going through the shluchim is that the tzadikim are netfasim, but the maila is that the einish is not an einish kasha. Frekt. Yaakov is the Pshutei Om. Yisrael are the Tzadikim. Now we see that both got an Einish. Yaakov and Yisrael got an oynish. So the only way both get an oynish is only if the oynish comes from a shliach. But it was me nosan lemishisa Yaakov Yisrael abayzizim. It was an oynish kosher. So it's a stir minayu bay. If it was Einish Kasha, then it was the Bein Olam. So if it was only the Bein Olam, then it should only be Yaakov and not Yisrael. And if it was through a Shliach, and that's why it's Yaakov and Yisrael, so it shouldn't have been Meshisa and Baizizim, it shouldn't have been an Einish Kasha. V'zeh ha'shayle hidgish ha'bshu b'chananye. Hatiritzu, the Gemara says in the same Gemara, in the Shabbos Perek, b'mebehema, the Gemara says that the Zirikim were Nenash, because they weren't Moichem. What's the midah connected midah? That tzaddikim al nenash because they weren't meicha. Kaviyachol, you weren't meicha. You closed your eyes. You closed your eyes. You live in a neighborhood. Stutzach kol mine zach in the neighborhood. You close your eyes. I'm not fanumen what goes on in the neighborhood. It doesn't interest me that there's a store here, a store there. That doesn't interest me. I'm living in my daladam. If I only pass kishayis, you knock on my door, I'll answer your shayla. What goes on outside, it doesn't bother me. So you're malim einayim. Zog de heilige Rabbi Shua lekutne. So the Eibish told me, malim einayim from you also. When it comes to Einish, zog de Rabbi Shua, I'm malim einayim from you, I'm malim einayim from my things, I'll be malim einayim from you. Thus the midah connected midah. Zokte, that's what the Tina canceled him. Haloy Hashem, Sitake the Rebbeinu Shalom. Sitake came through the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's why it came, she so bases him. Oh, but you want to know why Yisrael abuses him? Zuchatanu. That's the chet of the Einish. Because why? Because they were love bedrachov. They didn't go through the ways of the Rebbeinu Shalom to be mechiach. They weren't mechiach. That was their chet. And that's why they came the Einish even for the tzaddikim. Yos is the chochma from the tinoik. And that's how he knew it'll be Amir Ha'ra be Yisrael. Because the siyata the shemaya of Amir Ha'ra is how much he is oisik in being mechiach also. That's where he gets the siyata the shemaya for psak. That's the zog shtetish in Yom Shua Lekutna. Dos legich tzu to Yom Shua Lekutna. That's why it was Amir Ha'ra be Yisrael. Because somebody that zog tzich for Rebbeinu Shalom. He's zog tzich, he's doig tzich ha'klal. He doesn't malam ayin. And get him the Rebbeinu Shalom the Siyata the Shmaya to Paskin Rechtik. A half of the Kipshat in the Gemara. We'll say over another Pshat in the Gemara. A Neure the Kipshat that says in Heilige Chsam Sefer, a Heilige Chsam Sefer in Parshas Ekev in the Aftera. A Neure the Kipisa Chsam Sefer. A half of the Kipisa Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer says, he says someplace else. It's too good to say, where someplace else is. I couldn't find it. A Kashet is a different place in Chsam Sefer, a different way. We say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What do the two words, Hashem Echad, Moisef, more than Hashem Elokeinu? If we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem is Elokeinu, that's Kabbalah Elokus, that's Yichud Elokus. What is it that we're saying, Hashem Echad? What are the two words, Hashem Echad, Moisef? There's Kama, Mekama, Mahalchem, in Chsam Sefer, to for this Hashem Echad. Here the Chsam Sefer zogt, Neuredik, Yibuim. You know what it means, Hashem Echad? Zogt the Heilige Chsam Sefer. Hai Echad u L'Shalei L'Tzerech, because when we said Ule Keinu, it's Mevu Yeshu Echad, because if it's Havayi, he's Mahaba everything, and he's Elokeinu, so then we know, then he's Mashgiach B'Tachtoinim, so then it's Echad, it's already Echad, so there's nothing else. What is the echad that we Moisef? The Shvatim told Yankee Vivinu, Shem Shem Belipcha Ela Echad, Kachem Belibenu Ela Echad, Shtetoi Bazei in Yene Velte, that there is another Nekuda of the Yichud Hashem, that Ein Belibenu Ela Echad, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, is part of the Yichud Hashem. When it's Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'oretz, Demut Ata Echad is Gantz. If it's felt in the Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'oretz, felt this in the Ata Echad from the Rebbeinu Shalom, Zakht Chsam Sefer. And Hashem Echad is a Kabbalah of Achdus Yisrael. Neir the Kishtikl Chsam Sefer. When we say Hashem Echad, we mean a Kabbalah himself, the Kisoid from Achdus Yisrael. Kum Techeis. As in Sinnes Chinom of Ba'is Sheni, we weren't Poigim in Hashem Elokeinu, but we were Poigim in Hashem Echad. That's where our Pagam was in Hashem Echad. Now, Hel Nuyredik, a Nuyredik Yishtikal Chsam Sefer. The Shem Yudke Vovke, the Oisyes Akkoidimin Lashem, the Oisyes Akkoidimin Lashem, that means the Oisyes Lamal Hashem, are the Oisyes that are in the Mezuzah. Chof Vov Zayim Vov. Those are the Oisyes that are Lamala of the Hashem. the oisyes that are lamala of the Hashem, the oisyes that are written outside of the mezuzah, those is the oisyes that are lamala of the Hashem, chov vov zayin vov. What is chov vov zayin vov? Hashem echot. Chov vov is Shem Havaya, and zayin vov is echot. Is the oisyes that are lamala from the Shem Havaya, are Hashem echot. That's what the Shem chov vov zayin vov is. The Shem of chov vov zayin vov is the Shem of Hashem echot. That's the Shem of Hashem Echot. Das is the Shem for Hashem Echot. Kum techois that be'etzem, that's the avoid of Hashem Echot. What's the chilik oibazoi between Hashem and Hashem Echot? The Zayin Vov. That's what comes to, in the Chov Vov Zayin Vov, comes to the Zayin Vov, which makes the Hashem Echot, which the Hashem Echot is the Yisod of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Fregt Rabbi Shua ben Hananya Akasha. Me knows on the Mishisa Yaakov Yisrael Belebezizim. There's no Avod Avod Zara in our there. Our there is the Hashleim is to get there in Avod Avod Zara. I'm learning Torah. What's the problem? What's the problem? The Kasha, the Gemara, Mesech, the Zium, the Aftar, Samad, the Beis. Amphitim, the Gikint, Halloy Hashem, Zu, Chatan, Uloy. In the Zu, Otman, Chayte, Given. We weren't Chayte in the Hashem. You're right, we weren't Pagim in the Havaya, but we were Pagim in the Zu. In the Echot of the Shem we were Pagim. We were Pagim in the Achtus of the Shem because felt in the Achtus of Klal Yisrael. That's the Zuchotonu. Hafla of a fella. Came bim Hera b'yameinu Yisachet Yisrael v'hoye le'echot. Demotot zayn kinicham Hashem tzirin. That's the Pshat and Daftere. Habitu al Avraham avichem ke'echot ke'oro v'abacheo v'abeyu kinicham Hashem tzirin. Because the nicham Hashem tzirin is totally in ke'echot ke'rosef. When we get back to ke'echot, when it'll be mikam we'll have tzrik the mile of echot, then we'll have the mile tzrik of that avodah. Could be that that's the inyan of Chedesh Tammuz, that Chedesh Tammuz was the avodah of Chedesh Tammuz. It says in Sefer Yetzirah that Chedesh Tammuz was with an oif ches. Chedesh Tammuz was nivra ba is ches himlech is ches beria. The Eibishter was mamlech is ches beria. What is the koyach of Ria? Ria is the koyach of either behaving an ayin toiv one to another or ayin roa one to another. Achtus in Klal Yisrael is totally in the Ria of Klal Yisrael. The ois ches is the echud of the Zion and the Vov. Ois ches is a Zion and a Vov connected. That's the avoid of Chedesh Tammuz. Chedesh Tammuz was the kilkul in the pchina of Ria. That the b'china of Riyah, that we looked at each other with the ayin ra, and the avodah is to take the zayin avov and connect them, and make from them echot, make from them the zu, to be misakin the zu, the aloy Hashem zu chatan ulay. That's the avodah to be misakin that Hashem zu chatan ulay. Another pshat in the Gemara. If we will look in the Eicha, in Medrash Eicha, when Medrash Eicha brings this maisa, in Perik Dalet in Medrash Eicha, שטייט מייסער ברב שואה ברב חנניה שאלך לקרח גודל שברמי אומר לי תינק אחד יש בביס סוגם בקולוין בקולוין זוג דה יצ יוסף everybody knows what בקולוין is. They put him there to do Averis בקולוין and you saw rot in the gehad holach sham rot in the gehad he fay a nine with the evrei who kibutzos of sturis lei lei mit bakolin. And he wanted to know if the tinoik is still good or the tinoik is not still good. He wanted to know if the tinoik is oimid bin maisov or the tinoik is not oimid bin maisov. If the tinoik was nichshol bakolin or the tinoik was not nichshol bakolin. That's what he wanted to say. State in medrash on a tinoik achrof. Kimish Shama Rabbi Shua Kolov Bene Tien Hayukolim Amsuloim Bapos Vizolgu Ain of Dmois Vaomar Meidanishamaim Vaoch Muftak Bezer Shabira Rabbi Israel. There's a Sefer Mishnas Yosef from Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, Ayid Adam Godly wrote a Sefer Mishnas Yosef on Shvius, Adam Godl Admiyid, Adam Godl Admiyid, and he wrote a Sefer on Goddess Ashas, and he brings this Medrash. And this medrash is different than our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't say that it was nifsed by Kolein. If we look in En Yankiv, in Pirish Iyun Yankiv, in Pirish Eitz Yosef in En Yankiv, it says that that's why the Gemara says that he was Yefei Nayim, Ad Oigin Zeni Giblib Merein. He was in a mokum of Kolein. He was a mokum of a Dva Elva. And he was Yefeya Inayim. His eyes were still Reina Eugen. At Nachat Shena Eugen, the eyes were still clean eyes. That's what Rabbi Shur Mechananya saw in him, the Yefeya Inayim. He saw in him the Milo of his eyes. Zoktel, he understood from that with Tshuva that he wasn't Chayte. He understood that even though he was Nimsel HaKolein, he was Shoyma on his Tara b'Mesuras Nefesh. And he says, Amoyedik in the Kudah, that's why he was put into prison. Because he didn't want to give Noch Daveris. He didn't want to give Noch Daveris, and that's why they put him to Beis HaSurim. There's not a Kolein in Beis HaSurim. How does it go together? Kolein in Beis HaSurim. They put him into prison because they wanted he should do Averis, and he wasn't Nichshel in Daveris. Zokte Ahele Gevot, Mamash Ahele Gevot, Kivin Shetinek Tzor Yoshev Leilavadai. A small child sits alone. Bekrach Godel, in a Krach Godel, which is the Nesionis of Krachem, is Yeshiva's Krachem Kosha. Benesoyen Rav, Beminesiras Nefesh, Al Pshmiras Abris, Hareze Roy Leiro, Abefeshe Posik in the Teire, Kisham Ruim Rosach, Abris Chayin Zeiru, Yeru Mishpatech, Ale Yaakov, Isarosch, Ale Israel. The Ribbatim Gzak Muftachani Bechashem Eiro, Be Israel. Because if it's Shomru Emrosecho Brischa Yinzeru Messias Nefesh, the Koyach of Bnei Levi to be Messias Nefesh on Kedushas Abris, he was Messias Nefesh, he went to Tvisa for it, and he was Oymed Ben Nisayan, a teenager, a young child, the one alone. That's why it's Muftach Ani Shemayr Rabbi Yisrael, like it says in Pasik, Ubrischa Yinzeru, is Yeru Mishpatecho Leyakev Yisroscha Yisrael, a hafle de Kipshat, a Meduyik de Kipshat, a very Meduyik de Kipshat. I'll say over two more pshatim, two pshatim from the Masham in Tcheles Motche, Chelik Beis, printed lately from a Ksav Yad, and it says three pshatim in the Gemara. We'll say over maybe all three pshatim in the Gemara. One we said over yesterday. We'll say it maybe over again. Three pshatim in the Gemara, and I think that the Iker is to bring out a Noyodik in Nekuda. What does it say? We'll first say over a Masham. The Mashah says that the Pasuk says a double lashon, Haloi avu bedrachav haloich, v'loi shamu b'terosai. And it says in the Einish, a double Einish, Minosan l'mishisa Yaakov, v'Yisrael l'beizizim. Zog the Mashah, there's two avodas. There's avodah ben Adam l'chaveroi, and avodah ben Adam l'amokim. Loi avu bedrachav haloich means that they weren't mekayim v'alachta bedrachav. V'alachta bedrachav, that's what we learn out. The inyonim of bikecholim, the inyonim of going in the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of doing chesed min adam lechaveroi, v'lo shamru mitzvei, shamru b'tayrosai, means that they didn't listen to the mitzvahs. That's what lo shamru b'tayrosai means. That's the topel to oinish, because there was topel to chaton, there was chaton min adam lechaveroi, and there was chaton min adam lamokim. That's v'lo avu b'drach of aloich, v'lo shamru b'tayrosai. One can say a mir di kevorten di gemara. Mi nos anem mishisa Yaakov Yisrael lebezizim. Why is it that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't go lefnim mishuras adin? Why is it that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't go lefnim mishuras adin? The chayre the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should have gone with rachmim. Why is it that nos anem mishisa Yaakov Yisrael lebezizim with such a gvura? Zoktim the tenik aloy Hashem zuchat anuloy. The midav rachmim. Hashem is the midav rachmim. With that we were chayted to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When are we zeichet to rachmim from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? When we are noyig with rachmim. When we do lefnim mishuras adin. Of alei Hashem zu, with that mid of Hashem chatanu loy. Why? Because v'lei avu b'drach av aleich. We didn't go in the ways of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to do chesed one with another. With mesiras nefesh chesed. And that's why we weren't zeichet to lefnim mishuras adin. A noyodik pshat based on the mashah. That's the Hashem zu. This Hashem is that's where our chesaron was in the mid of Hashem. We had to be davuk in the mid of Hashem of the Fnim Mishur Sadin. Let's approach it a little bit in Alamaisa de Ka'ifim. People need chusim. Comes Ikvise de Mashiach. Comes the last Kufa before Bias Mashiach. One needs many chusim that he should be from those that vechzeno einenu b'shuv chalitziyim berachimim. When it comes Evolitzion, most of us are phenomenal ready to the end of davening. We don't realize what we say when Evolitzion. We're already on the end of davening. We don't realize the words that we say, but we say Moir de Kediburim in Evolitzion. We say Venizke, 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 Amen Zolzeichazan, Venichia. You should be able to live. Fine. v'nirash, and we should be able to be yoyrish, toivo, good, u'brocha, and brocha, l'chai, and moysa Mashiach. Does that sound the same moysa Mashiach, except toivo and brocha, so ashlechti, and moysa Mashiach. V'nizke, v'nichel, and moysa Mashiach. Tzeda ashlechti, and moysa Mashiach. Tzeda ashlechti, and moysa Mashiach. The kasha states in Sassamis. One half line of Sassamis. It says in the half a line of Sassamis, Mishetorach be'erev Shabbos, Yoichal be'Shabbos. Tzeda ha'yimoyis ha'Mashiach, Tzedan nizke v'nichye v'nish toivo v'rocha, Tzfolo tzich ha'torach be'erev Shabbos. Midach tzich ha'zun torach be'erev Shabbos, Yoichal be'Shabbos, Shtet ha'gerois v'chidish. Shtet ha'muridik in ha'choma. Zuntik, montik, dienstik, mitzvach, donishtik, emishlofen. We can have a zayn torach be'erev Shabbos, and a zayn yoichal be'Shabbos. Rabbi say, we hold an erev Shabbos noch mitok. The Elef HaShishi is Yom HaShishi. It came the year 500, in Gevorn Tok. It came the year Tovshi and Nun, it became Chatzis. We are after Chatzis Hayim, we are erev Shabbos Acha Atzaraim. Our Tkufa is erev Shabbos Acha Atzaraim. And now is Mishetorach be'erev Shabbos Yoichal be'Shabbos. Now is the Tkufa of erev Shabbos noch mitok. And erev Shabbos noch mitok, everything goes giyoktait. Erev Shabbos noch mitok, everything goes very fast. Erev Shabbos noch mitok, penyim finished. Erev Shabbos noch mitok, you go on a fast track. And that's why the world is running on fast track today. Because we're holding erev Shabbos noch mitok, and we're ending too. And when we hold erev Shabbos noch mitok, davzai Mishetorach be'erev Shabbos Yoichal be'Shabbos. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is menasos. The Rebbeinu Shalom made panosa shvel. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants we should do Mesiras Nefesh Chesed. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants not to do Chesed when Tzedo Shefa. That's not a kunst to do Chesed when Tzedo Shefa. It's a Nishdok HaShefa. The Panosah is not the way it should be. Yetzos the Ton Chesed. Yetzos the Ton Chesed. Now it should be Nisht Chas Shalom Hashem Zu Choton Uloi. That we should forget V'Leovu B'Droch of Aloich. That we should go B'Droch of. We should remember to do Chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should go B'Dake Hashem Et Mezrich Zayn. Till Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Will be zeicha to see the chsadim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to see the meridik chsadim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that we zechzenu einenu b'shufcha letziyan berachemim. The Yahaz Dvash, ich mein, the Tcheles Motche, the Masham, learns in one of the Mahalchim a little bit like we just said. It says another zach, the Bina Le'itim, in Durush Aleph, it says in the Bina Le'itim, anoyo deki yaseit, there's a very big difference between the mishpat of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the mishpat of Abbas of Edom. The mishpat of Abbas of Edom, there's a law. If somebody does this, he gets this einish. Somebody does this, he gets this einish. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, two same people could do the same thing, and one gets one einish and one gets another einish. Why? Because every person gets the einish according to his darga. There's no such thing as the einish is lefi amaisa. The einish is lefi darga sa odom. Mishpitei Hashem emes, tzotku yachtov. What's touch? Mishpitei Hashem emes, tzotku yachtov. The Bina Le'itim, according to the Bina Le'itim, it means meridik. Mishpitei Hashem emes. He doesn't look emes over here. This person did the same thing as this person. This person got such a good einish. This person got such a bad einish. Why am I different than everybody else? The kasha that a lot of us think, Rachman al Etzlon, our oil al datenu. What am I different than Yanam? It's the same as I did the same exact life like Yanam. Why do I get more inchim than Yanam? Of the Rebbeinu Shalom knows the Cheshbeinis, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is Tzotku Yachtov. Every Einish is the right Einish. Frektem, the Yabshua Bechananya, Minosan, the Meshisa Yaakov. The Anoshim Pshutim is Meshisa, they got one clap and finished. Yisrael abases him, patch, noch patch, noch patch. They tell me the Chachomim, the Yisrael, got one patch after another. Zoktem de tinnik, hallo ya Hashem zuchaton ulei. It's not a mishpat from Abbas of Edom. It's a mishpat from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the idea of machshavos. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows how to be mishayer every single person, that he should get his einish the way he should be. So of course everybody did the same maisa. But the einish isn't the same. This one gets this einish and this one gets this einish. That's what the tinnik was oimed with, that tshuva, hallo ya Hashem zuchaton ulei. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the chet. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the idea machshavos, based on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, where the begam of the chet is negeya, so where the begam of the chet is negeya. More than that, the tinnik, We didn't understand the zu. We didn't understand the zu in the Hashem zu chatan olay. The Hashem zu chatan olay. The tinnik was megalehim that he's marigish the Rebbeinu Shalom kemara be'etzpa. The tinnik was megalehim Hashem zu chatan olay. The zu like it was mara be'etzpa. The tinnik was marigish the Eibishter was with him. He was marigish the Eibishter was with him. Gam ke'elach be'geit samoves le'ir ro ki'ato imodi. He was ki'ato imodi v'loshen neichach. So that's why he was yifei enayim. He was able to withstand everything. He was able to be the same because he understood the ki'ato imodi, the zuim he understood. And that's why he was able to be oimed in the nesiyonis. And that's why he was able to say what he was able to say. And that's why Abshu Mechanani was paid him b'chol momen shabayelam.